With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, we've been talking about overcoming deception because deception is rampant in our world today. And we know that Satan is a great deceiver. The book of Revelation says he's the one who deceived the nations. So not just individuals, but whole nations sometimes are deceived by Satan. So let's look at a few of our key scriptures and then we'll get into the word God has for us today. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, these are the words of Jesus. He identified Satan as a thief who comes to do what?
Steal, kill, and destroy.
Jesus came to do what? To give us life. And what kind of life? That means life to the full. Amen. John 8:44, Jesus reveals something else about the character and nature of Satan. He said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your fathers you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So we find out that not only is Satan a thief, but he's also a murderer and a liar. The Bible says that he abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. And then Jesus revealed himself as the way, the truth, and the life in John 14:6. So Jesus is the truth. And so when Satan made a decision not to abide in the truth, he basically made a decision not to remain in fellowship with Christ. He made a terrible choice. But thank God for the truth, amen? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. John 8:31-32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth will set you free from lies. The truth will make you free from bondage. The truth will set you free from sickness and disease, poverty and lack, depression, fear, worry, all kinds of things. When you find out the truth, the word of God, and thy word is truth, Jesus said in John 17:17. Thy word is truth. When you know the truth, I mean, when you have an intimate knowledge of the truth and the will of God, truth is the will of God. When you know that, then it frees you from the bondages and the lies of Satan so that he can't steal, kill, and destroy from you once you know the truth. Satan has either keep you ignorant or after you've known the truth, deceive you away from the truth. The word to deceive means to cause to stray, to lead astray, to lead away from the right way, to go astray, to wander, to roam about, to lead away from the truth, to lead into error, to deceive, to be led into error, to be led aside from the path of virtue, to go astray, to sever or to fall away from the truth, to be led away into error or into sin. So Satan is always working in your life and mine. He has a strategy. You can believe this. I'm going to tell you, and you can take this to the bank. He has a strategy working right now to deceive you in some area of your life. Because the truth is, if he can't deceive you, he can't steal, kill, and destroy from you. You see, the Bible says that Satan is like a roaring lion who walks about seeking whom he may devour. That means he can't devour everybody. He's looking for people that he can devour, and those people that he can devour are those that are ignorant of the truth and those that he can seduce away from the truth. Amen. He has to do that, but I thank God that you have a choice in the matter. Amen? You can choose life or blessing or death. You can choose life or death, blessing or cursing. We know from these scriptures that Jesus is the truth. He's the master of honesty, integrity, and faithfulness. There's no darkness in him, no hypocrisy in him, no trickery in him. There's no deceit in Jesus. He is 100% truth. He is pure truth. He is truth personified. On the other hand, Satan is a liar. He's a master deceiver and manipulator. He's full of trickery, seduction, and deceit. When he speaks a lie. Let me tell you, he will lie to you about everything. He lies every single day. There's nothing that he won't lie about. He is a liar, and he lies about everything. He hates the truth, and he doesn't want to see you walking in the truth. These scriptures, taken together, reveal to us the simplicity and the basic foundation of all living. That living your life will come down to a series of choices and decisions that you make regarding what you believe. God has given you the ability to choose your path in life. Nobody can make you believe something. But believing is an act of the will. You choose to believe. Amen. And I thank God that if you don't choose death, then you don't have to receive it. If you don't choose the curse, you don't have to have it. You have to choose these things for these things to work in your life. And so we've seen over the last 8 weeks, and this is the ninth lesson on this, how Satan will try to work in every area. Last week we talked about the deceitfulness of riches and how Satan weaves a deception in wealth that locks people in pursuing the things of this world, and yet in the end, their soul is damned. There's a wealth of the wicked and the wealth of the righteous, and they're on two different roads. Amen? But we're not talking about that today. Guess what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the deception regarding church. Church is not important. True or false? Yet there's so many people that are deceived when it comes down to having a right relationship with the local church. Let me tell you some of the lies that Satan will tell you in this area, because he will lie to you. And you'll have to know the truth, because if you don't know the truth in this area, let me tell you something. If you don't get connected right and have a proper relationship with local church, then the chances are very high that you're going to die not fulfilling the will of God. That's right. You're not going to fulfill the will of God. Amen. If you think church is not important, you're not going to do the will of God, and you might not make it into heaven. Jesus said his true kinfolks are those that do the will of God. See, when you look at Jesus' teaching, you study real close, he was really concerned and really had a heart for people that are he that doeth the will of God, he that doeth the will of God, he that doeth the will of God. And if you miss the will of God in a major, that in something that God calls a major and you call it a minor, then you could miss the will of God. You could be deceived right out of a relationship with Jesus Christ. How many of you know the devil can deceive you away from Jesus? I've heard of Christians converting to Muslim. Oh, I used to be a Christian. I'm Muslim now. What happened? How'd they go from being, having the truth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and now they Muslim? How can that be? They got seduced right away from the truth into a lie. That's what deception is. It's when Satan give you enough facts and information that you believe a lie. That's what deception is. It's believing something that ain't true. Now, listen at these lies that Satan will do right here. The church of today is irrelevant, powerless, and a waste of time, and not deserving of a high place of priority in your life. That's a lie. First of all, the church is very relevant. Church is not a waste of time. Church is not powerless. Church is deserving of a high place of priority in your life. You see, Satan will get you to buy off on all this and say that it's not relevant. How can the church not be relevant when Jesus is the head of it? What are you telling me about Jesus when you say that? That he's irrelevant? He's not relevant to today? Here's another lie. Being a faithful member of a local church is not important. Faithfulness and consistency don't even matter. That's a lie. I know that I'm going to do some shearing this morning. Sheep don't like to be sheared. But a good shepherd will shear the sheep when they need a good shearing. Amen. I mean, the Lord shear me all the time. Amen. Now, you're in church this morning, so a lot of this may not even apply to you. But I will guarantee you that you have people in your circle that have these ideas, these mindsets, and this philosophy on life that I'm sharing with you this morning, and they don't even know they're deceived. A lot of them are self-deceived, which is the worst kind of deception, is when you deceive yourself. Satan can walk off away from you and just let you do his work. It's bad to be deceived when you don't know the truth. Deceived means that you've believed a lie. Here's another lie. Consistent attendance to a local church is optional. I can stay at home, pray, read, worship God. I don't need to go to no church. Is that the truth? If that was true, then let's just all stay at home. Let me just miss 2 Sundays out of the month. What would y'all do if I didn't come? What if you came and 2 or 3 times a month, you know, because we have Wednesday nights, so 2 or 3 times a month I say, you know, I'm just going to stay home tonight. I'm going to rest. I'll guarantee you most of y'all would find another church because you would not accept that kind of commitment out of me. But y'all want me to accept that kind of commitment out of you. You want me to accept that from you, but you won't accept that out of me. Well, you got a call. Everybody call. If you're in the body of Christ, you got a call. My calling ain't no more special than yours. Yeah, but Pastor, you called to do that. No, but you called to serve. You're in the body. You're also called. The Bible says you have been called of God, called in the fellowship with his son Jesus. Everybody called. Your assignment is just as important as mine. Would you accept that from me? What did he say? Where Pastor at this morning? He just didn't feel like coming. Or he wanted to go fishing today.